The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 5. What's the verdict? Do New Year's resolutions to lose weight work? Hello and welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the Jolynn Braley Show. Join me as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. Remember, mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free permanent success with your weight. Even Mary Kay knows this. She teaches it in her Mary Kay business training materials. She teaches that mindset is 90% of success. Skill, which in your case would be diet and exercise, is only 10%. Find out more about a weight loss mindset at fearlessfatloss.com. On today's show, the topic is, what's the verdict? Do New Year's resolutions to lose weight work? This show today is especially for you if you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight and you found that you could not keep it, then what are you supposed to do now to move forward? Because here we are on the last day of the month of January 2013. You probably were very excited on January 1st. You were feeling your willpower and you are ready to force yourself to stick to your New Year's resolution to lose weight. But 31 days later, here we are, and the question is, what are your results? How much weight have you lost? Has it been struggle-free for you? A very important question is, are you having fun while on your journey to your ideal body? And is your willpower and your force, is it still holding strong? Have you continued to follow through with your New Year's resolution to lose weight? Well, if you are like the majority, your New Year's resolution to lose weight lost its strength weeks ago. But you're probably wondering, why is this? Why can't you just do it when it comes to losing weight? Why can't you stick with your New Year's resolution and just suddenly become a new you overnight? Why is it so hard? Well, here's why. Because you're trying to enforce a change on yourself from the outside in, and that can never work. Okay, so why is that? Well, there are a few reasons. The most powerful one is that it directly defies universal law. You see, one of the universal laws that we all live under is the inner and the outer always match. Always. So when you force yourself or attempt to force yourself to become something on the outside that you are not a match to on the inside, then you can only keep forcing yourself for so long until that rubber band finally snaps. You must first be a match on the inside to the body that you want on the outside. You must be that on the inside, and then once you are that first on the inside, then it's easy for you to do the things that you need to do to release the excess fat and keep it off. Here's something interesting. Even J-Lo knows this. She was talking on Entertainment Tonight about the topic of relationships. And she mentioned that being single, that you have to end up realizing and feeling and experiencing that you can be just as happy on your own as you could be in a relationship. And then she said that you have to actually be that before you can be in a really great relationship. So Jennifer Lopez was talking about the topic of relationships, but it's exactly the same thing with the subject of achieving struggle-free permanent weight loss. You see, you have to first be happy where you are and be happy with what you've got and become that fit, slender, healthy you on the inside before you can actually be that on the outside. If what you want is to have it last and to also have your journey be struggle-free. Now, here's another really great example about this topic. I once spoke with a woman several years ago who told me her weight loss story, and she told me about how she white-knuckled it all the way. What she did was she forced herself to diet, and she forced herself to go to the gym every day, and white-knuckling it, what that means is that she despised every moment of it. She had to force herself to eat better and exercise, and the result she got is that she did lose 100 pounds. But guess what else? Guess what other results she got? She found all 100 of those pounds again, plus she found even more along the way. And she's been overweight ever since, more than 100 pounds overweight now. Quite large. And something else that's interesting that she told me was that she thought before she lost that weight that after she would lose it that she would feel really great about herself and feel a sense of accomplishment. But all along the way, she hated depriving herself and having to go work out. She wasn't enjoying her journey. She was not a match on the inside to the body she wanted on the outside. She was attempting to force herself from the outside in to become this slender person that she never was on the inside. So she was very surprised when she got to that magic number on the scale because she did not feel any better. She did not feel accomplished. She felt the same way as she did before when she was overweight, except that now she was thinner. And then she regained all of the weight plus more. Because by regaining all of that weight, she was now again a match to who she already was on the inside. You see, she never did the inner self work to become a match on the inside to what she wanted on the outside before embarking on her weight loss plan. And if she had done that, if she'd done all the inner self steps, just like the steps that I lead all my clients through when I mentor them through my proven proprietary step-by-step system, the inner self diet, that is what gives them a weight loss mindset, and then it gives them struggle-free permanent weight loss. If she had done those steps before doing the weight loss plan of eating better and exercising, then she would have enjoyed her journey. She would have had fun along the way. No white knuckling would have been required. She would have felt great before she got to her goal weight. She would have felt happy with herself before seeing that number on the scale. And then today she'd still be a fit, slender person because she would have matched up on the inside first with what she wanted on the outside. And that's the result that my clients receive because they do the inner self work first. When you do that, then there's no more need for a New Year's resolution. You don't ask yourself, well, what happened? Why couldn't I make my New Year's resolution work? And then there's no more forcing yourself to change from the outside in. Something else that is also a forced action, and it's also another way of attempting to force yourself to change from the outside in, is looking for weight loss motivation. Perhaps if you go on Google or any place, and well, Google's a good place to start for anything, doing any kind of research, but if you type into Google weight loss motivation, there will be probably millions of results that will come up. But what's interesting about weight loss motivation is that motivation is also a force, and it is something that you cannot maintain. That's why you're always looking for it. That's why it's so elusive. When you become a match on the inside to the body that you want on the outside, then you no longer are searching for weight loss motivation, because when you match up on the inside first, then what happens is you feel the inspiration to take healthy action and to live a healthy and fit lifestyle. What's very, very exciting is that inspired action is always struggle-free action. So there's a long and slow and frustrating and tedious route to getting the body of your dreams, and that is continuing to force yourself to change from the outside in. And the reason it's so long and tedious and frustrating and such a winding road that never ends is because it doesn't work. That's the simplest way of putting it. It doesn't last. The shortest route to struggle-free permanent success with your weight is to do the inner work first, become a match on the inside to the body you want on the outside, and then you will receive inspiration from within yourself to take the healthy action that will give you the body that you want. That means that you don't need weight loss motivation. You don't need a New Year's resolution. You don't have to white knuckle it. It just is who you are. Just like all of those naturally slender people who are out there on the planet right now. They don't have to force themselves to live healthy and fit. They do it because they want to. And there are times that they have a piece of cake or have a cookie and they feel good about it. Do they eat that for every single meal? No. And your common sense already answers that for you. But there's no deprivation when you're living as a naturally slender person, which means that you have first done the work to become that on the inside, and then you just live those healthy actions on the outside. So let's take a quick commercial break right now, and I invite you to go to fearlessfatloss.com/show-bonus. And when you do that, you can grab your free bonus there from me. What it is it's my free 5-day e-course. It's titled, Is Your Mindset Fit or F-A-T? And what it will do is it will help you discover what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. And once again, that is at fearlessfatloss.com/show-bonus. Okay, let's give some shout-outs right now. I've got several shout-outs to give, and what this is if you go to the JoLynnBraleyShow.com and click the like button to like the show's Facebook page, then I will give you a shout-out on an upcoming episode. So today's shout-outs go to all the new likes for the JoLynn Braley Show's Facebook page since last week. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a way to say thanks and to say welcome and to say, hey, I'm glad you're here, because it's a fun thing to do. So this week's shout-outs, they go out to Jeannie, Star, Claudine, Allison, Diana, Marina, Kelly, Angela. Thanks so much, all of you, for being here. Thanks for liking the JoLynnBraleyShow.com and clicking like on the Facebook page. I really appreciate it, and I'm really glad that you're all here. And also, shout-outs to Hadass, Angela, Rebecca, Sevi, Carly, and Michelle. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that you guys are here. It's a lot of fun to give a shout out to you, and it's good. It's good stuff. And once again, for you who may be a new listener, all you need to do to get a shout out and to be a part of the fun on Facebook and to get the updates for the show is go to, and any other updates that I might send out too, because I do other things on that Facebook page also. But just go to the JoLynnBraleyShow.com and click the like button for the page. And then I will give you a shout out on an upcoming show. Okay, now let's do your questions for the day, for today's episode. What you want to do is you want to write these down on paper and then write your answers down underneath each question. So the first question is, do you like the results you've gotten this month from your New Year's resolution to lose weight? Yes or no? Now, this might be easier for you to answer if you make a list of all the results that you've gotten after making your New Year's resolution to lose weight. You can write down how many pounds you've lost or how many pounds you've gained. What your eating has been like. Have you still been binge eating? Are you overeating? Are you eating at night? Are you stuffing yourself? Are you emotionally eating? What exactly has changed? So you can make a list of all the results that you've gotten since January 1st. And then Answer the question, do you like the results you've gotten this month from your New Year's resolution to lose weight, yes or no? And then the number two question is, if you answered no to question number one, then what exactly are you doing to change it? So take note that you've got to do something different in order to get different results. Have you ever heard of Einstein's definition of insanity? It's a great and very simple definition. And what Albert Einstein said is when you continue to do the same things over and over and over again while expecting to get a different result, then that is the definition of insanity. So, ask yourself, if you answered no to question number one, then what exactly are you doing to get different results? And if you do not have a proven step-by-step system that will give you struggle-free permanent weight loss by teaching you exactly how to become a match on the inside to the body that you want on the outside, which means you must get a weight loss mindset. If you don't have a proven step-by-step system that will give you that, then go immediately to fearlessfatloss.com, enter your first name and email address on the form on that page, and then after you confirm your registration, you'll have to click the confirmation link to opt in your email, because then that verifies that you definitely wanted that information you're asking for. And after you do that, you'll receive instructions on how you can apply for a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me. And this is for you if you are serious about leaving your food and weight struggles in the past so that you can finally have full success in your life. Success not only with your work life like you already have, but also success with your body. And the ability to have that success without deprivation, without force, and also without having to make any more New Year's resolutions to lose weight. Wouldn't that be exciting? Okay, now to wrap up here, today what you learned was why your New Year's resolution to lose weight did not last. You learned that forcing yourself to change from the outside in, it just cannot work. It might work short term, but it cannot last long term, and it involves struggle all along the way, which that's not any fun. You also learned that to get different results, you must do something different, and you learned that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again while expecting different results, then you're in the pattern of insanity that Albert Einstein defined very clearly. So remember, the fastest path to lasting transformation comes when you simply do the steps that others have already done before you, others who are already living the results that you want to live. The slow route is to try to figure it out all on your own, and then it's even worse than the blind leading the blind because you can't see your own blind spots. This is what all of the graduates of the Inner Self Diet have already done. They've already followed the same steps that others before them followed, others who have already succeeded in struggle-free permanent weight loss. And the Inner Self Diet, that is my proven proprietary step-by-step system to permanent weight loss. You can find out more at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, so be sure and go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page, and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed to the show in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. On next week's show, the topic is, how does self-love help you lose weight? This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and you've been listening to The Jolynn Braley Show. Go to fearlessfatloss.com to learn more about struggle-free permanent weight loss, and you can also grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. Here's to your best life, all while in your ideal body.